The decline in the population of Atlantic salmon populations will be discussed at a major international forum in County Mayo this week. Experts from the US, Canada, Denmark, Iceland, the UK and the EU, who are part of the North Atlantic Salmon Conservation Organization, will examine what's causing the fall off in numbers of salmon in our rivers and seas and how to bring them back. We can talk now to Dr. Cathal Gallagher, Deputy CEO of Inland Fisheries Ireland. Good morning. Dr. Gallagher, how under pressure are Atlantic salmon populations right now?
Well, if we look at the adults returning to Ireland, if we look back for a period, for example, in 1975, we had about 1.76 million adults returning from sea into our rivers to spawn. And when we look back at 2022, that has dropped a catastrophic decline, really, in one generation to about 172,000 adults returning. So something has happened in the oceans, we believe. So, for example, back in the 80s, for every 100 juveniles that would go out to sea to feed, we were getting 20 adults back. And now we're getting about a 5 back out of that 100. So there's been a decline in the populations returning.
And what is causing that decline? Is it overfishing at sea or are there problems in the rivers?
So there's a blend of threats that are impacting on salmon. The major threat, we believe, is at the sea, and we see this marine mortality. We believe that a lot of it may be due to changing ocean conditions, impacts of climate change, but it's very hard to put your finger on one particular aspect of that. So that change in the ocean might mean that the salmon, as they go out, don't get the same food sources or the same calorific value from what they're eating. Other fish species might be preying on their food sources, or they might be moving to different parts of the ocean because of temperature. So it's a very complex situation. In relation to the rivers, we are trying all the time to improve the quality of the water and the quality of the habitat. And the rivers really are like the engines that are producing all those juveniles. And salmon spend 2 years of their early life in the fresh water before they do that migration out to the ocean to feed and return as adults to repeat that cycle. So we're trying to look at all areas and to see where we can help restore these populations.
And salmon are remarkable. I mean, they return to the same place every year to spawn, don't they? And that can cause problems too.
Yeah, so they're really, really unique. Their same genetic populations are in each of the local catchments. So if you have a local river near you, that river has had the same genetic population since the Ice Age. So they're confined, and those particular fish are adapted to that individual river. So even if you were to put other salmon in there, they wouldn't do as well, if we could call it that, as the existing populations. So you have that to deal with as well, ensuring that each individual population is being conserved and protected.
So experts will be discussing what to do about the problem of the decline in the salmon population this week. So what can be done? What measures can be taken?
So the North Atlantic Salmon Conservation Organization is having its 41st meeting, and the group comes together with all the international managers, government officials, scientific experts, and the discussions will center around what information do we have in relation to what the threats might be, what actions we could take. So each party, as we call them, or each country that contributes to NASCO has a 5-year conservation plan, and we present those plans and review them as an organization. So we're always trying to move forward and to see what else can be done to help support the conservation of this. It's really an iconic species in Ireland, but also it's an iconic species all around the Atlantic basin. All those countries are seeing similar declines. So we're really working hard to try and see if we can come up with some solutions and some help.
Okay. All right, Dr. Cathal Gallagher, Deputy CEO of Inland Fisheries Ireland, thank you for speaking with us this morning. The time is 8:47.